A key objective of the U.S. military in the Middle East is Mosul in Iraq. Iraqi forces are in the middle of a mission to take back the western part of that city from ISIS control. The offensive started on Sunday, and some territory already has been gained. Just yesterday, Iraqi forces recaptured a key village on the way to recapturing Mosul's airport. The backdrop of this latest military push from Iraq comes with an unannounced visit from U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis to Baghdad. During his trip, Mattis was quoted as saying that the U.S., quote, is not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil. President Donald Trump, you'll recall, alarmed Iraqis during his campaign for the presidency when he said that the U.S. would just take the oil wherever we go. Joining us now is international affairs correspondent for The Guardian, Emma Graham Harrison. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you.
So is this a departure? Is this a clarification? Is the oil not in play at all anymore? Or is that a just kidding from the Secretary of Defense?
I think this was a very important visit as far as the Iraqi government was concerned. They're committed in huge amounts of money, their military, to defeating ISIS on the ground, but they can't do it without the US. They need American airstrikes, they need American backup from special forces. And so they were, I think, confused, and also there was issues of national pride to have the new president on the one hand saying that defeating ISIS was a priority, and then on the other hand saying that he planned to take Iraq's oil. Obviously, that's not something that any country would want to hear from anybody, much less an ally. So I think it was really, really important that when this new push for the second half of Mosul began, that you had General Mattis going on the ground, personally taking on what were probably slightly difficult conversations, reassuring Iraqi generals, top Iraqi officials that actually that wasn't what the president said, perhaps slightly confusingly, wasn't America's official policy. And what seems to have been the response inside the Iraqi government has been welcoming Mattis's visit and choosing essentially to believe him rather than believe the president, unusual as that may sound.
On the ground, how important is Mosul?
Mosul is critical. I mean, ISIS has had essentially two capitals, Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq, or de facto capitals. They've been their centres of operation. And Mosul was the place where, I'm sure you remember, al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, originally announced the creation of his caliphate in 2014. So it's important strategically. It's also important in terms of morale to see Iraqi forces going back into Western Mosul, where that mosque is, where the only video known of Baghdadi making that announcement is. You know, it will be a very important message when that is taken back from Mosul. And it's a huge population center. It's the last major urban center that ISIS controls inside Iraq. This is a movement that at one point controlled nearly a third of Iraqi territory and several major cities. So it won't destroy ISIS in Iraq entirely. Already many of the senior leaders have melted into the desert along the border with Syria and are expected to try and mount an insurgency from there. But it will be a very, very different enemy when it doesn't control any of these major urban centers.
Is that to say that ISIS is on its heels, is really on the verge of defeat now?
I think saying on the verge of defeat might be a little bit premature, given that they still have a strong presence in Syria. And, you know, they are melting, as I said, into these sort of rural areas where they're planning to mount an insurgency. There's also a question about as they're pushed back on the ground in what has been their core territory, are they going to try and put more effort into mounting terror attacks in the West? However, they are certainly under extreme pressure, militarily, on the retreat, under very heavy pressure. There are different forces moving in on Raqqa. So certainly, I mean, ISIS, you know, is in a very, very different state, you know, to what it was a couple of years ago.
And given that ISIS is staying sort of house to house in Western Mosul, what's the chance that it's going to look like Aleppo over the next several weeks?
Certainly, it's going to be brutal street fighting. But I think what we've seen in East Mosul, which is very interesting, is that you saw a city that was much better preserved than most people had expected. And that is important in terms of people feeling that they can come home, that they can rebuild Mosul under the Iraqi government, that they have homes and a city to return to from refugee camps, which at the moment have hundreds of thousands of people in them. I mean, we've seen 200,000 people flee East Mosul since the October start of this operation. That is a huge number of refugees. And ideally, they'd be better cared for if they could come back to their home.
International Affairs Correspondent for The Guardian, Emma Graham Harrison. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.